ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ kaiom.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज योगा स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कवर्ड। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन विभूति प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
तत्र प्रत्येकतानता ध्यानम्, तत्र प्रत्येकतानता ध्यानम्, तत्र प्रत्येकतानता ध्यानम्, तत्र प्रत्यय एकता ध्यानम्। इन दैट in that place or in that state, in that object, internal and external, tatra means the spin deshe kaliva, in that deshe, here desha, because desha bandhas chittasya dharana you said. So in that desha, when wherever you fix internal or external, pratyaya ekatanata, you have to fix your mind, you have to bind your mind to that object we saw. Now if you bind the mind into that object and the thought function, the thought vritti, the mind chitta vritti is nothing other than that object, denoting that object. If the chitta vritti does not differ from that object, internal or external, that is called as dhyanam. So you have to practice dhyanam, meditation. It doesn't happen. Tasmin deshe jaya alambanasya pratyasya ekatanata sadrushaha pravahaha pratyantrena aparamrushto dhyanam. What is dhyanam? Tasmin deshe, in that place. In that place means dhyaya dhyaya alambanasya, in the object of meditation, that which object you have chosen, that which place, that which object which you have chosen for meditation, whether it's center of the tip of the nose or center of your eyes, wherever it is, that place, or it's nabi chakra, it's some chakra, or it is some external object, whatever it is, pratyasya, on that pratyasya ekatanata. The pratyasya means the vritti, chitta vritti. Ekatanata means without any difference. That one chitta pravaha, that chitta should have one thought flow, pravaha, without any change. If it is on pot, it should be pot, 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 like that. If it is the chakra, you have to only see that chakra, there should be nothing else. The chitta should take the form of that chakra, that object which it meditates, without any other visadrusha pratyaya. Only sadrusha pratyaya should be there, similar thought functions. There should not be any dissimilar thought function. That is called as dhyanam. Tadeva arthamatra nirbhasam swarupa shunyamiva samadhi. Arthamatra nirbhasam swarupa shunyamiva samadhi. Tadeva arthamatra nirbhasam swarupa shunyam iva samadhi. तदेवार्थमात्र निर्भासं स्वरूप शून्यमिव समाधिः। तदेव अर्थमात्र निर्भासं स्वरूप शून्यम् इव समाधिः। When you fix the mind on the object, on that desha, on that thought, on that object, then tadeva arthamatra nirbhasam, only that object is illuminated. There is nothing, the mind takes on to that form of that object without any other external dissimilar thought function. The mind takes to the form of that object, the mind becomes that object, swarupa shunyamiva, as though you are the object itself is you. You don't exist, you are the object itself. That is swarupa shunyamiva. So that is called as samadhi. This is the state, ultimate state. Here you have to understand, there can be, see, I said sampragnyat samadhi and asampragnyat samadhi. There are two types of samadhi, sampragnyat samadhi and asampragnyat samadhi. Now you are practicing this samadhi. This is a samadhi. This samadhi is a, see, one samadhi, sampragnya samadhi, which is the normal samadhi, and this samadhi. The difference, there is a difference between this samadhi and the sampragnya samadhi. That is why I have to explain this, sir. Because this samadhi, the object of meditation you have, with it will not have any sampragnana, that knowledge, that sakshatkara will not be there. In sampragnyata, you will have the sakshatkara, you will have the direct vision, the perception of that object, yourself. And then in asamprajnata, even the attachment to that vivekachyati will not be there. Samprajnana will not be there. So, samprajnana in a common, samprajnana with vishesha surupa, samprajnana general surupa, nature in generally, and samprajnata is a state where you will gain the specialized knowledge of that vivekachyati, and in asamprajnata you will not be attached to that vivekachyati also. This is the difference. Dhyanam eva jaya akara nirbhasam pratyaya atmakena surupena shunyam eva yada bhavati dhiya svabhava aveshat tada samadhi iti ucchate. Dhyanam eva, meditation itself, tadeva means dhyanam eva, tada means dhyanam, that dhyanam itself, that meditation itself, dhyaya akara nirbhasam, it is illuminating the object of the dhyaya, meditation. It is illuminating the object of meditation. And pratyatmakena, and how does it illumine? Through the thought functions. When there is no other thought function and only this thought function of the meditated object exists, sarupena shunyameva, as though you don't exist, there is a state, as though you don't exist, but sarupa shunyam eva. You don't say sarupa shunya, you say sarupa shunyam eva, because your nature does not get, becomes shunya. Because we are not talking about shunyavada, one. Two, people, Sankhya and Yoga, they are Satkaryavadas. Nothing becomes Shunya. It is Sat, existence. Therefore, the Sarupa, the nature, it yourself is though as though you don't realize, you don't understand. Therefore, in that state, Yada Bhavati, and that state which becomes like that, then Jaya Subhava Aveshat. And how do you gain that state? Because of the object of meditation, its force, Deya Avesha, its force, because of its the focus, because of the energy you focus on that meditated object, tada samadhi rityuchyate, that point, that state is called as samadhi. This samadhi is a paribhasha, it's a technical term here, it's a epistemology. This is the epistemology. The object, when it is when the mind is fixed on an object for a period of time, it is called samadhi. This samadhi is a technical term where it means when the mind is fixed on the object, external, internal, wearer, for a period of time, then that is called a samadhi. Tadetat dharana dhyana samadhi trayam ekatra sanyamaha. This three, dharana, dhyana and samadhi, in one object is called sanyama. Trayam ekatra sanyamaha. Trayam ekatra sanyamaha. All these three. Trayam means three. All these three. Water, dharana, dhyana and samadhi. All these three ekatra, in one object. If it is on one object of meditation, then it is called as sanyama. Sanyama is a technical term here. Sanyama is an epistemology. It's a technical term here. So, paribhasha shabda. So, eka vishayani, trini, sadhanani, sanyama iti ucchate, tadasya prayasya dha, tantriki, paribhasha sanyama iti. So, when you fix your mind, samyak yamanam, when you fix with through the practice, the dharana, dhyana and samadhi, through the dharana you fix, you have the mind fixed on the object, through the dhyana you remove the other thought functions, only this flow, this thought function of this object, meditator object only exists, and through the samadhi you don't realize the existence of the other object. Only this object of meditation exists, there is nothing else. So, these three, when they are on a single object, that is called as sanyama. It's a technical term. Tantriki means, it's not a tantra, it's not tantra. It is tantriki means, it's a technical term. Tantriki is technical. Tantriki paribhasha, epistemology. Paribhasha is epistemology. Tat jayat prajnyalokaha. Tat jayat prajnyalokaha. Tat jayat prajnyalokaha. Tat jayat, if you have this sayama totally, if this sayama is gained totally, if this sayama is attained, the siddhi of this sayama is attained, then prajnalokaha, this person gains the prajnalokaha. Prajna alokaha means the knowledge. Prajna is knowledge. Alokaha means utkarsha, the clarity of knowledge. तस्य संयमस्य जयात् समाधि प्रज्ञायाः भवति आलोकः. सो थ्रू दि प्राक्टिस् आफ् संयम, इफ् दि संयम बिकम्स् वेरि स्ट्राङ्ग् बिकास् आफ् दट् इफ् यु गेन् जयात् मीन्स् सिद्धि, इफ् यु अकाम्प्लिश्ड् दि संयम, देन् थ्रू दिस् अकाम्प्लिश्मेण्ट् यु विल् गेन् समाधि प्रज्ञायाः भवति आलोकः. यु विल् गेन् दि आलोक उत्कर्ष ग्रेट्नेस् आर् दि the visualness of this samadhi prajna, the prajna ritambara tatra prajna first chapter, ritambara tatra prajna, that is samadhi prajna, the prajna, the knowledge which arises because of this samadhi, that is called ritambara. That ritambara prajna, that will become very clear. The clarity of ritambara prajna will be there. And how will it be there? Sanyama you have just started, and immediately will you gain the clarity? No. Yatha yatha sanyamaha stira pado bhavati tatha tatha samadhi prajna vishardi bhavati. Like you gain the quality of sanyama, the quality of your prajna loka, this ritambara also is increasing. The increase of the sanyama is directly proportional to the increase in the quality of this prajnaloka. So vishardi bhavati, that is what is said. Vishardi bhavati, vishardi bhavati means vishardi, it becomes pure. The knowledge, the clarity, the samadhi prajna ritambara becomes pure. Tasya bhumishu viniyogah, tasya bhumishu viniyogah, tasya bhumishu viniyogah, tasya, that sayama bhumishu, in the bhumis, in all the states, viniyogah, you have to practice. Tasya sayamasya, tasya means sayamasya, the sayama which you have been practicing, dhara dhyana samadhi, जीते जित भूमेहे भूमेहे या अनंतरा भूमि. सो दि भूमि वि ऑलरेडी सॉ सेवन प्लेन्स सप्त भूमि वि सॉ सेवन स्टेजेस सेवन प्लेन्स. सो इन दट अमंग दट प्लेन इफ यू से समाधि प्रज्ञा द संयम यू हैव टू पुट इट इट इज यूज इट ऑन दि भूमि देन यू हैव टू स्टार्ट फ्रॉम स्क्रैच देन दट विल बी अ प्रॉब्लम. Because since you have started the yoga, you have at least crossed three stages. Now, you have to use this samadhi prajna, this sanyama, to gain clarity, to climb from the previous stage, previous bhumi to the next bhumi. Whatever bhumi you are existing currently, from that bhumi, from that plane, you have to switch to the next upper plane, higher plane, not the lower plane. That is what said. Jita bhumehe ya anantara bhumihi. Jita bhumehe, that bhumi, that plane which you have conquered. Anantara bhumi, that which is above it. Higher than that. That bhumi, in that tatra viniyoga, you have to use this sayama. Nahi ajita adhara bhumihi anantara bhumim vilanghya. प्रांत भूमिषु संयमं लभते तदभावाच कुतः तस्य प्रज्ञालोकः. नहि अजित आधर भूमि अनंतर भूमिं विलंघ्य. सो स्टफ दैट वॉट एवर इज द भूमि बिलो वॉट एवर टिल द भूमि विच यू हैव वन ओवर इन दैट भूमि प्रांत भूमिषु संयमं लभते. यू कैनॉट डू द संयम बिकॉज दैट डजंट एग्जिस्ट फॉर दिस योगी. दि planes is as though planes, you have to understand, they don't exist. Once you have destroyed that plane, it doesn't exist for you. You understand, once you understood, once you have clarity of that plane, the higher plane, the lower plane is destroyed really. You burn the bridge before you cross the next plane. When you reach the higher plane, you burn the bridge, you destroy the previous planes. You don't again come back to this previous plane. Therefore, tad abhava cha. कुतः तस्य प्रज्ञालोकः सिंस इट डस नॉट एग्जिस्ट दैट प्रांत भूमि इन दैट भूमि डस नॉट एग्जिस्ट सिंस दैट प्लेन डस नॉट एग्जिस्ट यू कैन नॉट यूज योर नॉलेज इन दैट प्लेन ईश्वर प्रसादात दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट स्टेटमेंट This is a very important statement. Ishvara prasadat jita uttara bhumikasya cha na adara bhumishu parachitta jnanadishu sanyamaha upyuktaha. Ishvara prasadat through the grace of Ishvara, jita uttara bhumikasya, one who has gained the higher plane, भूमिकस्य च फॉर हिम च न अदर भूमिषु परचित्त ज्ञानादिषु संयमयुक्तः फॉर हिम मेडिटेटिंग फिक्सिंग फोकसिंग हिज माइंड डूइंग संयम इन दी लोअर प्लेन्स इज नॉट प्रॉपर इट इज नॉट राइट फॉर हिम टू मेडिटेट ऑन दी लोअर प्लेन ऑन फिक्सिंग दी माइंड ऑन दी लोअर प्लेन कुतः अकस्मात् वै तदर्थस्य अन्यतः एव अवगतत्वात् भूमेः अस्य इयम् अंतरा भूमि इति अत्र योग एव उपाध्यायः बिकॉज थ्रू दी ग्रेस ऑफ ईश्वर ही हैज गेन्ड दी नॉलेज ऑफ दोस भूमिस ही हैज नो नीड टू फिक्स हिज माइंड ऑन दैट भूमि टू गेन दी नॉलेज ऑफ दैट भूमि थ्रू दी ग्रेस ऑफ ईश्वर ही हैज गेन्ड दी हायर प्लेन थ्रू दैट ही हैज गेन्ड दी सी ही हैज गेन्ड दी हायर प्लेन मीन्स इट्स लाइक दी It is like the person who stands on top of the hill. He can see everything below. Like that, this person, he has gained the higher plane. He knows whatever is below. All the other planes which are below the plane which he has gained. Therefore, that and to have the knowledge of those planes, what is the method? Yoga eva upadhyayah. Yoga is the means. Yoga is the teacher. Yoga will teach you what are the other planes, what are the planes you have gained, you have finished, you have destroyed. Katham, how do you say this? Eva Muktam. This is what is explained by the Acharyas. What? Yogena yogo jnatavyah, yogo yogat pravartate, yo apramattastu yogena, sa yoge ramate chiram iti. Yogena yogo jnatavyah through the yoga, through the practice of yoga, you have to gain the knowledge of yoga. Through the practice of samadhi, you have to gain the knowledge of samadhi. Yogo yogat parvartate. Through the practice of yoga, the knowledge of yoga, the clarity in yoga increases. Yo apramattastu yogena and whoever is not careless, pramatta is carelessness, whoever is not careless, who does not have carelessness, for that person, in what? Carelessness in what? In the yoga, not in driving the cycle or vehicle, you may be careless in that. But if you are not careless in the practice of yoga, sa yoge ramate chiram, he will gain. Ramate means Ramukridam. He will be always in joy of yoga. The joy which the yoga will bring. Chiram, always. Iti Trayam antarangam purvebhyah. These three which we saw as sayama are antaranga for purvebhyah, for the previous five limbs. The previous five limbs are external. Antaranga means internal. These three are internal. Internal to what? Those external sadhanas. The five limbs which we saw in the previous pada. Tadetat dharana dhyana samadhi trayam. These three. What are these? Dharana, dhyana and samadhi. All these three antarangam are internal. Internal to what? To the five limbs. Not just that, samprajnyadasya samadhehe, it is internal to practice of samprajnya samadhi also. External practice of Samprajna Samadhi is those five limbs. Internal practice of Samprajna Samadhi is these three limbs. Purvebhyah Yamadi Sadhanebhyah. For the Purvebhyah. Purvebhyah means for the, when you compare with the Yama, etc. Those sadhanas. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara. These five limbs are external sadhana for the gaining of Samprajna Samadhi. Dharadhyana Samadhi is internal limb for Samprajna Samadhi. So, this is what we will see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.